Darkness falls earlier and temperatures drop, deadly. Most people don't look forward to the winter. They don't like having to scrape the ice off their car or clean the dusty brown salt off the carpet when they come back inside. But where some find it excruciating, longtime snowboarder and instructor Andrew Richardson says it's his favorite time of year.
The best part for me is just being outside. Like, you get to spend the whole day outside relaxing with your buddies. Going with a big group of friends is the funnest part for me. Just the funnest part. Whether or not it's the best snow conditions, the worst snow conditions, if you're with a group of your buddies, it's a guaranteed good time for me.
A lot of people are interested in the sport, and the social interaction will keep you from clawing your eyes out, but how much will it cost? Richardson says that it isn't that expensive to get started to just buy the basics. The key is to buy off-season. This means shopping for boards, boots, and bindings before the snow hits the ground. In the end, staying happy in the winter is all about balance.
It all has to do with, you know, having a summer activity and having a winter activity. Like, for me, I can't wait to get out on the slopes. Like, from the moment I know I'm going to go snowboarding that day, the moment I wake up, like, I'm excited to go riding.
So for those looking for a little fun and who have a little bit of cash to spare, try beating the winter by stepping outside right into the cold. Philip Smalley, Centennial College Newsroom, Toronto.